brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Welcoming Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. And immediately we call on Engineer Bliss. Jeff, in his youth, is a veteran of Disneyland. The train in Disneyland always arrives on time, always leaves on time, goes around and around very helpfully to all parts of the park, slowly. That train works. Engineer Bliss is going to introduce us to doubts about the bullet train that is the residue of the imagination of Jerry Brown and is under construction these many years for a great sum of money in the Central Valley. The puzzle that Jeff always presented to me, if I remember correctly, was the idea of the bullet train that was praised by Governor Brown when he was in the bullet train of China many years ago, was that it was to connect Los Angeles to San Francisco in a limited amount of time, leaving aside the necessity to drive or fly, both understood to be damaging to the environment. Train much better, carries more people. However, then the puzzle immediately presented itself to my memory, Jeff. If the train is going from Los Angeles to San Francisco, what about in between? Will there be access in between? And if it's stopping all the time, what kind of bullet train is? What kind of bullet train is it? And then the additional puzzle of the only piece that I remember actually under construction was in the Central Valley, and it was leading towards where the state prison it occupies. So it was going from nowhere to the state prison slowly. Now there's new controversy about the bullet train and a remark from the man in charge of the bullet train. First, the new controversy. I understand the French have an opinion. Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. That's right. The French, who had been brought in to their national rail folks, had been brought in to consult on it because they have some experience with high-speed rail there, of course, like many countries in Europe and Asia do. And after a while, they just walked away from it. They said, this is crazy. You know, California is so dysfunctional. Its politics are so out of whack that we can't do business here. So they left. And by the way, in just a few years later, they were able to complete a bullet train system for Morocco. So you're talking about a country that is, you know, for lack of better terms, a developing nation, yet they can get it done and California can't. And the reasons in California are manyfold. So you've got everything from corruption to geography to cost and a million other things in between that are making it go off the rails here, so to speak.
I read the investigation piece most recently published at dnyuz.com. The pros and cons of these routing choices have been debated for years. Only now is it becoming apparent, only now, Jeff, how costly the political choices have been. Collectively, they turn a project that might have been built more quickly and cheaply into a behemoth so expensive that without a major new source of funding, there is little chance it can ever reach its original goal of connecting California's two metropolitan areas in 2 hours and 40 minutes. So we're lowering the bar. How low can it go? Are we talking about a train that's going to replace a train that exists, or are they now talking about a train that's going to provide, however slowly, a service that is needed?
This is a train that'll essentially just handle that Central Valley traffic. And, you know, just to refresh the listeners, the Central Valley are places like Bakersfield and Visalia, on up north through Salinas and up to Sacramento almost. And, you know, the Central Valley starts just north of L.A. And it's a very agriculturally prosperous part of the state. You know, it makes it into one of the largest agricultural producers in the world. And some say it is the number one. And it's an area because it's a lot of farm work that takes place there and a lot of it's rural. they don't have a lot of the services, and they don't certainly don't have a lot of the money that places like the Bay Area and Los Angeles and San Diego and Orange County do. And so there is the idea that they don't have the same transportation systems. They do have Amtrak running through there. There's a freight system that runs through there, of course, and they have airports and bus lines. And so it's not like there aren't the options. But what happened was, as the bullet train idea started to fall apart, as the project started to reveal itself as unworkable, they started to say, what are we going to do with the track we've started to lay down, the materials we bought, the promises we made to labor? I know, we'll start here in the Central Valley, and that way we can at least claim that much of a victory. But as time goes on, they find it being more expensive. It's displacing communities. It's bringing huge amounts of waste, pollution, and even homelessness to these areas now, because there are areas where people can kind of camp out and live. And so, the bullet train, for all the, beauty and wonder and paradise that was promised, is really turning into this eyesore of a project, even in the places where it's being built now. And people know that the cost to run it alone is going to be astronomical. If you look at any of the other rail systems across the United States, there's only one that's ever really made money on that, Eastern Corridor there. But everywhere else has to be subsidized in a huge way. And you're going to have to subsidize it. If you're talking about this as a rail line for equity, as some people have called it, to subsidize it per passenger, per trip, is just going to drive this budget way, way beyond what people were promised.
Yes, the rail route was not based on technical and financial criteria, comments one veteran of watching this develop over many years, more than a decade now. Now, you got to help me. So, Jeff, I need your help with some geography. Apparently, the direct route was through the Grapevine, which would have had high land acquisition costs and opposition by major landowners. It also would have required 38 miles of tunnels. So they wanted to replace that with a Burbank to Palmdale dogleg. What does that mean, Jeff? So they didn't want to go through someplace called Grapevine. They wanted to take a right to Palmdale?
So for the quick geography lesson here, as you drive up north from Los Angeles to the Bay Area, when you go up the 5 freeway, which is the Golden State Freeway, as you head north, you get to northern Los Angeles County as you're getting ready to go into Kern County, and that's the Grapevine. It's a pass that goes through the mountains there. And we talked about it just a few weeks ago because there was a major fire that curtailed all the traffic through there. But, you have big mountains, you have big landowners, the Tejon Ranch is up there. You have environmental concerns. And honestly, this was a big promise that was made without actually doing a lot of work. There was a lot of guessing, like, I think this will be safe. We don't have to worry about seismic activity. But since the vote, we've had a number of geologists, seismologists come forward and say, yeah, there's a lot to be worried about here. And we don't know if you can actually dig tunnels safely through some of these areas. Now, when you talk about that dog leg, Burbank is in the valley, San Fernando Valley. It's just on the other side of the hills from Los Angeles. It's very popular for not only suburban living, but that's where a lot of the movie studios are. So anyway, if you're there, you would have to basically transit east or northeast a little bit out to Palmdale. And so that would be a little bit of a trip. You're talking about an hour or so to get out there. If it's high speed rail, much quicker, of course. But then you'd have to turn back up because it's a dog leg and head north to go up through the valley, go up through the Grapevine. And so it's so much more mileage, so much more work, and so much more maintenance. So again, this is one of those things they didn't figure out or didn't deal with ahead of time. They didn't get knocked out of the way early on, and everybody's paying the price.
Proponents of running the rail through the booming cities of Bakersfield, Fresno, Merced cited a lot of arguments for the Central Valley needing jobs. So rather than talk about the high-speed rail from Los Angeles to San Francisco, somewhere in this last decade, it became a jobs machine. Jeff, this is never going to be built. I mean, but that's okay, right? Because it's a worthy cause.
That you're absolutely right. I mean, as a matter of fact, you had alluded to the head of the high-speed rail group, Dan Richard, recently commenting, saying that, this was never intended to connect major parts of the state. This has always really been about the Central Valley and connecting them. And like I talked about before, people are saying, finally, we're going to have some transportation equity and all that, you know, that mumbo jumbo. But the truth is, you know, the best thing people have been saying a lot. In fact, a lot of people used to be pro high speed rail have come around and said, this is a dead project. It's a money pit. Just kill it now. We'll take our lumps and we'll move on. Let's not keep, you know, adding pain to it, because, you know, if they had built the entire project, originally what was going to cost $30 billion as approved by taxpayers is now expected to go probably closer to $110, $120 billion. Had they built the whole project out, it probably would have been, with cost overruns and mistakes, probably well north of $300 or $400 billion. And they said, if you ever got up to that number, you're talking about making the state basically around bankrupt every budget year, because so much would go to pay the debt service. It would be impossible for them to make this happen.
Let's go north. Again, I need a geography lesson. San Francisco Bay Area. Okay, that's a good target. Yes, where you want to take everybody from L.A. The existing rail corridor through Altamont Pass near Livermore was a logical alternative. The French engineering company, the ones who walked away many years ago, reported that the Altamont route would generate more ridership and have fewer environmental impacts. However, there was heavy lobbying by Silicon Valley and the city of San Jose, which saw the line as an economic boon and linked to lower cost housing in the Central Valley for tech employees. Jeff, they need more money in Silicon Valley? This is a whopper. They argued for routing the train over the much higher Pacheco Pass, which would require 15 miles of expensive tunnels. This is the same story we just did with Burbank and the dog leg to Palmdale. So they're going to dog leg in through San Jose in a higher pass because they need jobs in the Central Valley. Again, it's the same argument. It doesn't matter where you are. It's a jobs machine.
It is a jobs machine. You know, as you point out, there are the jobs in the Central Valley. And then there's, you know, Silicon Valley's, you know, outsized influence saying, look, you know, our workers can't afford to live and work here. So if we get the state to pay for our transportation out to where people can live cheaper, it'll be more profitable for us. That's what that's about. It's not about anything else. It's not about, you know, despite the fact that Governor Brown used to say this is all about being green, you know, we're going to have a more environmental way to transport people. Despite the fact that it says it's about people saying, look, we're going to have equity for people who, you know, come in from cheap, you know, less expensive areas. It really is, at least in Northern California, more about how they can, you know, operate, have the people they need and not have to worry about paying them cheaper or lose them to other areas, other states where there's tech going on, because people can't afford to live or get into the city anymore. This is a big problem up in the Bay Area. The costs for housing have gone way beyond even what people are receiving for the most part for their work in Silicon Valley. It used to be the other way around, but now it's become so expensive that those people are driving an hour or two every day each way just to get to work.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Engineer Bliss on the bullet train that would be happily replaced by that train at Disneyland. It would get you where you want. It's never late, always leaves on time, and it goes slow. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. When we come back, Gasoline Alley Bliss will be here to give us a report on energy in California. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.